This is CKMS Radio Waterloo, 102.7 FM, and you are listening to From the Void with me, Christopher Scherer. It's good to see In the Void again tonight. So tonight, I'm under the weather. I got a nasty case of COVID. Me, Megan, and Mac are all laid up. I work from home, so I'm still working. My voice is ravaged, but that's okay. It works. So I decided tonight I'm going to go with like a smaller version of a tradition I used to have, which is where I would do the best of the year before. And it used to get out of hand to the point where I would collect so many songs, I'd have more songs I picked out from the year and throughout the year then I would have to, then I could even, I didn't have enough radio hours in the year to play those songs, and I would have to whittle them down and whittle them down, and I'd spend so many hours on it. This one I spent no time at all, because this year didn't feature an exorbitant amount of awesome new music, because I've been focused in so many different places. I wasn't categorizing and cataloging it. Now I still listen to more music than most people. And I still listen to more new music than most people, of a variety of all types. And I was able to pull at least two or three shows of ideas out of my head from albums I've heard this year that have come out this year. Some obvious ones and some not so obvious ones. And this show will be no different. There's going to be a handful of songs in here by musicians you've never heard of, musicians you've only heard on this show. And just the way it is. And at least one or two surprises. So right off the bat, we're going to go with the Power Trio. One of the most powerful trios I have ever heard. And these guys are almost unheard of, which is a sad thing, because they involve three, you know, world-renowned musicians. We're talking about the Winery Dogs. They released their third album this year, called Winery Dogs 3. It features Mike Portnoy on drums, who recently, within the last month or two, rejoined Dream Theater, which is huge news. Some of the hugest news in prog music since Mike Portnoy left Dream Theater 13 years ago. And Mike Portnoy has played with everybody. And it took a world-class and like Guinness Book World Record holder to replace him. And he never really quite did the job. Mike Mangini is an amazing drummer, and no one can take anything away from him. But it was clear in the albums and live that there was something missing without Mike there, which is, it's hard to wrap your head around, you know. But this guy's also played with Adrenaline Mob, Avenged Sevenfold, Transatlantic, the Beatles cover band Little Yellow Matter Custard, played with the Flying Colors. He's got his own sort of prog supergroup called the Liquid Tension Experiment, featuring everybody who's awesome. He had the band Sons of Apollo going until recently. The Metal Allegiance, Neil Morse Band. He's played for OSI. That's the Office of Strategic Influence, with Kevin Moore, former keyboardist from Dream Theater. It just goes on and on, right? And then we got Billy Sheehan on bass, right? Billy Sheehan has also played with most of those bands we just mentioned there, with Mike Portnoy. But he's also played with Steve Vai. He's also played with David Lee Roth. He was the bass player in Mr. Big. Mr. Big, man. He also played bass for UFO. He goes way back. Way back. Right? And then we got, on guitar and vocals, the one and only Richie Kotzen. Lead guitar player of a band called Poison. Right? Also, lead guitar and co-lead vocals for Mr. Big for a period of time. This guy is just fantastic. He has like the presence and piercing, searing vocals of Chris Cornell, with like the rawness of someone like Tom Petty. And his guitar playing is just world class. He brings the feel of Jimi Hendrix and the fluidity of Steve Vai. I don't know why these guys aren't huge. This is probably the most socially acceptable song of the night, the most pop-oriented song, I guess, from my point of view. The song is called Xanadu, again by the Winery Dogs, off of 3. Up next, we're going to go with this unknown, or I shouldn't say unknown, because I know them, and you're about to know them, little known psychedelic noise pop shoegaze outfit from Pittsburgh called Feeble Little Horse. These guys released their third record this year called Girl with Fish. And I'm going to play the song off there called Steamroller. And there's just something incredibly nostalgic, and just there's just, I don't know, there's some beautiful vibe about it that just gives me all sorts of warm, yeah, I guess nostalgia is the word. I'm not gonna describe nostalgia to you. So hopefully this is nostalgic for you too in some weird futuristic way, being that the song isn't old at all. So the song is called Steamroller, off their album Girl with Fish. Again, this is Feeble Little Horse.
baking. I'm the only one who sees me naked.
Next, we're going to go with another indie rock band that always makes the cut for a best of. That's because they always release a new album, and it's always one of the best of the year. This year, they released like 5. This is off their album, Post-Apocalyptic Dragon. I should probably read it. Petrodragonic Apocalypse, or Dawn of Eternal Night, an annihilation of planet Earth and the beginning of the merciless damnation. Right. The song is called Dragon, and this is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. And this song is not characteristic of them. This is part of the new Gizzard, obviously. It's from the newest year. But they had dropped the drummer and kind of allowed their other drummer to sort of blossom and kind of fill out the space that was being restricted by having two drummers. And this song is heavy. This is some proper thrash metal, speed metal, you know, like, reminds me of Metallica meets Tool, which is, again, not like them for the most part, but everything they do, they seem to execute it masterfully. Enjoy. We'll be right back. next, I'm going to play some music from a very well-known musical YouTube personality. That's where I know him from anyway. I don't know if he's known any other way as a musician. I'm pretty sure that's kind of how he got his fame. And he's one of those YouTube guitar players, bass player, that people talk about when they talk about how the kids nowadays are doing things that are just beyond anything that's ever been done before. Now, he's not a kid anymore. He's, I don't know if he's in his 20s or 30s, but, you know, he was a kid at one point doing amazing things, and now he's an adult doing even more amazingly, just astonishingly mind-blowing stuff. He's like this flamenco piano master with the bass. And he's got great music with full band arrangements and whatnot, orchestral stuff. But I wanted to play something where it's just him playing the bass, because it's gobsmacking. Yeah, you know, you're gonna hear it, and you're just gonna be like, "Come on, that's one guy playing the bass." Or you will be able to wrap your head around it and go, "This is just ridiculous." But it's a cascading waterfall of musical genius, just constantly just berating you and flowing across you and just beating you into a pulp. And it's just beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. So this is The Last Ride by Charles Berthoud.
Thank you.
Okay, up next, we're going to play a song off of a record that was mailed to me for the show. It was mailed to the radio station, I guess back sometime in the summer, maybe early fall. But I just got it in my hands this week. So, this is by a band called The Grunions. And this is fantastic, this record they sent me. It's beautifully displayed, wonderful artwork, limited run, 200 copies. Got some stickers and everything in there. And there's a little bit of like a little press release taped to the front with a free download code and a description about the record and the songs on here. And I like every song on this record. It's fantastic. So if you're listening, Grunions, this is a really good record. And I know you know that. And clearly you're a fan of the show. And you like the music I play. And this suits. Because I get sent lots of music for consideration. And to be honest with you, most of it, I don't know what show they're listening to because it doesn't belong in the show, I don't think. And some of it does. And I've played some of it. But these guys nailed it on the head. So I'm going to play a track off their second side of the record here called Chester's Thing. It's a short little tune. It's like two and a half minutes long. And next to the description here, they put dub-style rhythm section punctuated with a searing guitar solo. Now, that's not wrong. But I don't know who describes it, whether it's the band or not. But it was one of the first songs I listened to off the record because it's called Chester's Thing. And it made me think of Frank Zappa. And it sounds like Frank Zappa. The guitar, it's... To me, I thought for sure they're emulating Frank Zappa, a little tribute to Chester's Thing. Who would be Chester Thompson, the drummer off of, One Size Fits All. Pretty sure he drummed on Apostrophe. Definitely one of the drummers on Roxy and Elsewhere. Fantastic. Used to drum with Genesis. He took the throne for Phil Collins when he became the frontman. But anyway, Grunions, Chester's Thing. Enjoy. Forgot to mention that is the album is called Shadowbreaker, and expect to hear more Grunions in your future because this record's fantastic and it can't go to waste. Again, they're from Montreal. Check them out, Bandcamp, buy their album. They got a few copies of this record left still, and you can also download the digital stuff. Bandcamp, they're a friend. Support the bands on Bandcamp. Up next, we're gonna go with someone who doesn't need our support on Bandcamp. I buy his records every time they come out, and actually his most recent album this year, I didn't buy it on vinyl. It's the first Stephen Wilson record I don't own on vinyl. I bought the Blu-ray. The price of vinyl is just too much now. I didn't mind buying a vinyl record that was for, you know, usually when the day they came out, you get them for somewhere between $20 and maybe $30 if it was a double. And it would come with the CD included or a download code to get the high quality digital version. A lot of times they're not including that anymore. And I think this record was going to cost me $60 to get it on vinyl. And the last pressing I got from Stephen Wilson, the newest Porcupine Tree record, it didn't sound good, even though it was pressed in Germany. And I'm finding brand new records are just not making the cut. They're making them too fast. I know records are selling. Vinyl records have outsold CDs for a long time, and they're selling hotter than anything else as far as music media format. The popularity of records is ruining the quality of records for guys like me that bought them for the sonic value, not for the collector value. But regardless, Stephen Wilson's new record, The Harmony Codex, it's just a step backwards for him in the way of, he's kind of going away from the electro-pop stuff and kind of getting back into the prog rock a little bit. And this is a sonic gem. Dolby Atmos mix, if you can get the Blu-ray version and have the stereo. We've talked about this before, but we hadn't listened to it yet. So this is the stereo version off of the Blu-ray. The song is called Impossible Tightrope. And this is sort of like the King Crimson side of Steve Wilson. Enjoy. Thank you. Up next, we're going to go with the new single by the band The Smile, featuring Tom York and Johnny Greenwood of Radiohead and drummer Tom Skinner of The Comet Is Coming. Or no, sorry, The Sons of Kemet. If you know those bands, you can get one. You know why I mixed them up. This is The Wall of Eyes.
And a wall of eyes.
It's that time again. The first time of the year again, where we must bid adieu and just fade to darkness. So 2024, eh? I don't know about you, but the last handful of years, every time I look at the year roll over, I just feel like I'm in a sci-fi novel. And I'm not making reference to the fact that it looks like we're living in a sci-fi novel, but just the year alone does it for me, right? You know, and I'm sure I'm predisposed to look at the year as with a sci-fi reference. You know, probably one of the most famous, maybe not the most, yeah, it probably is the most famous sci-fi book I've ever written, I'd say, is George Orwell's 1984. Right, and I was born in 1984, so that just kind of glued me there a bit. You know, like when people keep talking about 1984, you know, you can't help but think about yourself and think about your life and imagine what, you know, you think about back to what 1984 was like. And I don't remember 1984, but I remember like 1987 a little bit, maybe 98 or 88, you know. And I'm thinking, I can picture what the cars looked like and life was like. There's nothing like life in the book, you know. But if you extrapolate it a bit and take a look around and see how things have gone, and, you know, you can see why people make reference to it still and talk about how Orwell was onto something, you know. Either way, welcome to 2024. Whatever sci-fi fever dream this is for you, or wet dream, or nightmare, it's yours to behold, in your reality to observe, cherish, and experience it as you will. I implore you to look on the bright side of things, no matter how dark or Orwellian it may look. From your angle, there's always a bright side. There's always something you can use to push yourself forward. And that's all I ever do. That's all I suggest anybody else does. So to end the night, we're going to go with a song by a musician named Kishi Bashi. We've played him before. If you were going to listen to all the songs from last year that I played, a song I played by him may have been your favorite. It may have been the most beautiful. It was one of the best songs of the year. It's hard to top that song, because I think the song I played by him was the best song he's written, or it's a song that kind of made him famous. I Am the Antichrist to You. This is a song from a film he wrote music for, called Omiyari. The song is called Summer of 42, and he re-recorded it this year with the new Deco Orchestra, which was the version I played for you guys of I Am the Antichrist to You, was with the new Deco Orchestra. And this song gives me those same kind of vibes. So I hope I can bring you in to 2024 on the wings of just beauty and rainbows and love and just everything. Love from the Void.
But all the things we wanted, the same as everyone. Just a hand to hold a little, after all is said and done. And the days were long and open, 'cause I had a view the summer of 42. And now it's in love with you. Counted stars above us, we dream of Xanadu. We'd sneak off to the desert, the sand over your fancy shoes. The first day that I met you, I wrote down in my book, I was in love with you, I was in love with you. I'm in love with you, I'm in love with you. effects of the war. Made men of everybody, but the memories I adore. We named our favorite sunset, but I remember very few that sang. Years have turned to ages, and I know you've someone new. I look for you with every breath, the soldier of the solitude. I climb to the highest mountain, and I shout.